USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Scorching temperatures will roast the United States today as the nation's heat wave keeps cooking. Highs are expected in the Northeast to approach triple digits in Philadelphia up to Boston. 100 million Americans will be under heat warnings. Most of the heat warnings are in place in the southern Great Plains and lower Mississippi Valley. Peyton Bauer with St. David's Healthcare System shares some signs of a heat stroke.
You're going to have, if you are weak or dizzy or nauseous, that can be something to look out for, and you're going to want to go inside immediately. And if your symptoms don't go away pretty quickly and you're not cooling down, then seek medical attention.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Biden is pledging to tackle climate change through executive actions due to inaction in the 50-50 Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W Proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack, over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Ukraine's First Lady is addressing Congress.
Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska, speaking before Congress Wednesday, is asking for more help against Russia via a translator.
Ladies and gentlemen, the American people and American families, the Congress and President Biden have already done a lot to help us to stand up to the enemy and protect millions of Ukrainians. We are grateful, really grateful, that the United States stands with us in this fight for our shared values of human life and independence.
From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former President Trump and three of his children are attending a funeral for Ivana Trump. The ex-president's first wife died last week after falling down the stairs in her home. The funeral taking place in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley are updating reporters after meeting with allied defense leaders regarding the ongoing Russian invasion of Ukraine. General Milley says he's doubtful Russia will let up on their missile strikes in Ukraine.
In the near term, the Russians will likely continue using heavy artillery bombardments to achieve their limited gains in the east.
A string of 7-Eleven robberies left two people dead and two more wounded in Southern California this month. Orange County Board of Supervisors Chairman Doug Chaffee announces a newly appointed relief fund for the victims and their families.
It's a scary thing to think these are neighborhood stores that you might go there to get a cup of coffee, milk, or donuts, and if you might go there, you might get shot.
In a unanimous vote, the Orange County Board of Supervisors voted to donate $150,000 to create the fund. Two suspects face charges in connection with the crime spree and first appeared in court on Tuesday. And finally, it was on this day back in 1969 when astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon. Hours later, Armstrong became the first person to walk on the moon. Armstrong, born in Ohio, passed away in August of 2012. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.